Okay. You sent that now?
I did.
Okay, great. Let's give 15 or 20 seconds. Actually, Eileen, why don't you read the whole motion with your amendments?
Okay, starting from the beginning, all requests by PNB directors for legal opinions from our corporate counsel or any other lawyer must first be approved by two of the PNB officers and may not exceed a cost of $1,000 or 2 hours of our lawyer's time, whichever is less. Any PNB director requests for legal opinions that exceed these thresholds must be approved by the entire PNB. Additionally, any PNB director requests for legal opinions that are not approved by at least two officers may bring their request to the entire PNB for a vote.
Thank you. Eileen's motion has been moved and seconded. Is there any objection to this amendment? It's an amendment, not a motion. Hearing no objection, that amendment is approved. Now we're going to go to the main motion.
Hello. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, Nancy.
I believe I said yes. I'm sorry, maybe there was a delay in the transmission, but I did say yes before you said hearing no objection.
Oh, you have an objection to Eileen's amendment?
Yes.
Okay.
So
all right.
This.
Would you?
Yeah. So this motion still does not give the minority directors the opportunity. It still allows the majority to block requests by the minority directors to request legal opinions, because at every turn it has to be approved by a majority. And so the minorities are still not going to get the opportunity. The minorities' requests are still going to be blocked by the majority. If it's something.
Yeah. Thank you, Nancy. Here's the thing. We certainly, after we decide on Eileen's amendment, then we'll go back to a discussion of the amended motion. If it passes, if Eileen's amendment passes, if it doesn't, we'll go back to the discussion. So I think what you're talking about is really about the motion itself, not necessarily the amendment. Do you have any objection to Eileen's amendment?
Well, it still does not address the issue that she was raising, that the minority is going to be blocked by the majority. So
I hear that. Okay, let's take a vote on Eileen's amendment then. And after that, if it will open up a discussion of the motion itself. Bill, can you take a vote on Eileen's amendment?
And those of you who are new, I go by alphabetical order, my last name. Gary Bost?
Bill, you're very low.
Oh, sorry, I had my mic out of the way. Yeah, sorry. Gary Bost? I hear you, Gary. Robin Collier?
I'll pass.
Robin passes. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Chris votes yes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Donald Goldmacher?
No.
Donald votes no. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Wally James?
Yes.
Wally votes yes. Dwayne Lark? Can't hear you, Dwayne. Adrian LaViolette?
No.
Adrian votes no. Martha Peterson?
Pass.
Pass. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
I said no. Can you not hear
that?
Me?
I said, Adrian, I had you as a no, but Martha passed.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Okay, Ron votes yes. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Ralph votes yes. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Lawrence votes yes. John Rhodes?
Abstain.
John abstains. Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Eileen votes yes. Mansoor Sabah?
Abstain.
Mansoor abstains. James Egerton?
Yes.
James votes yes. Nancy Sorten?
No.
Nancy votes no. Allie Steinberg? No, he's excused. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Let me go back. Gary Bost, I couldn't hear you.
I'm gonna abstain, Bill.
Okay, Gary abstains. Robin Collier?
No.
Robin no is no. Dwayne Lark, didn't hear you. Still can't hear you, Dwayne. Martha Peterson?
I pass.
Well, this is the last time through, so I guess you need to vote one way or the other here now.
Yes.
Okay, so Martha votes yes. And let me count. We have 12 yes. 4 no's. 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
The chair abstains.
Okay, so before abstentions.
And we're all right. We're at the 15-minute mark for this motion.
Okay, how much time is on the agenda, Robin, for this motion? Is it 15 or 20?
15 minutes, so yeah. There's not actually a clear amount for all the motions, so I presume it's 60 minutes. So we have 20 minutes for the rest of the motion.
Okay, there's only one other motion on this agenda for tonight, I believe. Okay,
Nancy.
At any rate, hold on a moment, Nancy. This amendment passes. We'll now go to a discussion of the motion as amended. So, Nancy, would you like to weigh in on this?
I move that we postpone this until the next meeting. I think the motion needs to get reworked to somehow, make sure that the minority is not blocked from asking for legal opinions somehow, not to make sure they're not excessive, but to somehow so that anything that they would like an opinion on cannot be totally blocked. Maybe we could consult with Ford on this. I'm not sure, but I move that we postpone this until the next meeting. I can work on another motion to another amendment. In the meantime, I just can't put something. I think it really needs to be a legally proper motion. And so I've moved to postpone this until the next meeting.
Jan Goodman,
okay, thank you,
Nancy. Jan Goodman,
okay, thank you. Thank you, Jan. Thank you, Jan. Is there any objection to postponing this motion, consideration of this motion?
Sabrina, I object.
Yes. Meeting.
Sabrina, I object.
Adrian, I object.
Okay. So this is debatable. So let's take 2-4 and 2 against on the postponement motion, Nancy's postponement motion. Who would like to speak against the motion? That's the motion to postpone.
I'll speak against the motion to postpone with Sabrina.
Okay, go ahead, Sabrina.
Thanks.
Go ahead, Sabrina.
With the rampant charges that Pacifica was incurred throughout last year's PNB and all the legal crap we had to deal with, we need to put this motion through as soon as possible without delay in short order, because we cannot keep incurring the same amount of legal charges that we incurred last year into this year. It makes absolutely no sense. And I think that there needs to be a necessary check and balance for directors, for all of us, officers included, check and balance each other on who's talking to our legal counsel and who's not and why. That needs to be put out on the table. So we need to do that as soon as possible. Thanks.
Thank you. Is there any? Would anyone like to speak in favor of this motion to postpone?
Jan,
I will. Go ahead,
Jan, and then Eileen later for in favor. Go ahead, Jan.
Okay. I think if we're going to postpone this for 2 weeks, and you know, in other circumstances, I might say, you know, amend the motion to say nobody should be, you know, contacting counsel between now and then, in order to do this. So I'd like to informally say that you know, that we don't incur additional attorney's fees by people, you know, going to counsel and incurring additional attorney's fees, so we resolve this. But I do think that it would be a great idea if we could figure out some way. That the minority, you know, on important occasions, be able to seek counsel. So I'm in favor of, you know, holding off for another couple of weeks, and I don't want to, you know, I don't think we need to have counsel weigh in on how to do this. They're, you know, this is a matter that our board can figure out. So I do think waiting a couple of weeks and then putting it into effect and not incurring fees between now and then is a good idea.
Okay, thank you, Jan. Hold on. I believe that Adrian, were you on the set against this motion?
Yes.
Okay, I have Adrian.
Can somebody please mute their phone?
Yeah. I have Adrian against, and then I believe Eileen, are you in favor of this motion to postpone?
I am, but if somebody else wants to speak, that would be great too.
No, that's okay. It'll be okay. I see. Okay. Adrian, go ahead. You have the floor.
Thank you. As Sabrina said, I'm not going to repeat what she said, but she made my point that I was going to make. But never mind that. This is an incredibly reasonable motion. It makes all the sense in the world. It's checks and balances. It requires the entire PNB to approve of money spent. We're not made of money. We spent a whole lot of money last year on legal advice, on getting the same legal advice over and over again sometimes. It's time for it to end. And tonight, we should pass this motion. It's a very well-written, well-thought-out motion that's worthy of being passed. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, would anyone like to speak in favor of the postponement? I know Eileen did want to speak, but she is willing to give anyone else who'd wish to speak in favor of the postponement a chance. Hearing no one, Eileen?
I'm in favor of postponement. Our next meeting is not 2 weeks away. It's 1 week away. I think we could agree that it's probably nobody's going to call up the lawyer and rack up any thousands of dollars worth of consulting fees between now and then, or we could have an agreement among ourselves that nobody will do that. And I agree with Nancy that it doesn't really cover possible eventualities of crowding out minority minority faction members, if you want to call them that, or anybody who's just not in agreement with the officers. I think it just, I'd love to see a different writing of this motion.
Thank you,
Henri. I think we can wait a week. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. All right, we've had 2-4, 2 against. So now we're going to go.
Do I get a final?
We only have 12 minutes before going to executive session.
Okay, you can have 30 seconds, Nancy.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to remind folks that because this motion, the way it's written, it doesn't allow for folks that are not in the majority to get their legal opinion. I want to remind people that everybody is in the minority. All of us have been in the minority at some time or another, and so you may be in that situation yourself, and this motion will block you from getting your legal opinion.
Thank you, Nancy. All right, Bill, let's take a vote on this motion to postpone.
Okay, Gary Bost. And whoever has dogs barking in the background, please mute. Gary Bost?
I vote yes. Yes.
Gary votes yes. Robin Collier?
No.
Robin votes no. Chris Corey?
No.
Chris votes no. Bill Crozier votes no. Donald Goldmacher?
No.
Donald votes no. Jen Goodman?
Yes.
Jen votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Sabrina votes no. Wally James?
No.
Wally votes no. Dwayne Lark? Can't hear you, Dwayne. Adrian LaViolette?
No.
Adrian votes no. Martha Peterson?
Yes.
Martha votes yes. Ron Pinchback?
No.
Ron votes no. Ralph Pointer?
Postpone.
Yes. So that's a yes. Okay.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Lawrence votes yes. Sean Rhodes?
No.
Sean votes no. Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Eileen votes yes. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Mansoor votes yes. James Sagerton?
No.
James votes no. Nancy Thornton?
Yes.
Okay, Nancy votes yes. Alex Steinberg, Gustav, since Tom Voorhees?
No.
Okay, Tom votes no. Going back, let's see, did I miss anybody? Dwayne Lark? We couldn't hear you. Still don't hear you. Let me count the votes. I have 8 yes. 11 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
The chair abstains.
It could be 1 abstention. So it fails.
Okay, this motion to postpone fails. We're back to, how much time do we have left for this whole entire meeting?
We have 9 minutes till Robin? Executive session. 9 minutes till executive session.
Okay, I think we should go to a vote on this motion. If anyone wants to have more debate on the motion, I would entertain a motion to extend time, but otherwise we should go to a vote on this motion.
All right. So I guess, Nancy?
Yes?
Okay. So I would like to amend it to say... something like back to, you know, more than one director being required to request a legal opinion, and that
if it exceeds $1,000 or more than 2 hours, that it must go for a vote. And if it's, you know, to the directors, and if it's more than that, it goes to a vote to the PNB, something like that. And any opinion sought again on the same issue would also require a vote.
Okay. Are you capable of putting that in writing, Nancy?
Well,
are you by a computer where you can?
That's why I wanted to postpone it, because that's pretty choppy. I'm trying to remember how the original motion, a legal opinion requires three directors. I'm sorry, I'm not. All requests for legal opinions must be requested. Let's see. I'm sorry, I'm just doing this by all requests for legal opinions. Or a corporate counsel must be requested by three or more directors. And
okay, is that the only amendment?
And may not exceed. I guess this is going to be a substitution. I'd like to substitute. Okay, so it may not exceed a cost of $1,000 or 2 hours of our lawyer's time, whichever is less. And
Nancy.
Yeah.
You know, you can once you have a wording figured out. I hear you. You can make a statement in this meeting noticing the fact that you will move to rescind this motion in the next meeting, in which case you can bring an amendment or a substitute motion at the next meeting. You'll only need to get a majority vote at that time because you'll have noticed your desire to rescind, and then we can take it up there. I don't think it's productive for us to take up a lot of time in this meeting. I hear what you're saying. You feel that you want to somehow protect the integrity or the wishes of the minority in this regard.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think that taking up a whole lot of time crafting an amendment at this time, it might be just better to announce that you wish to rescind. Does that make sense?
No, not really. Postponing it made more sense. But I guess this is the next best thing, your suggestion. That'll waste time, too, rescinding.
That is absolutely true. But you'll have a week or so to craft a substitute to rescind it. Otherwise, if we want to debate it, we'll need a motion to extend time.
Mansoor would like to speak
to
on
the body. I'm just making a suggestion.
Mansoor would like to speak this 30 seconds.
Go ahead, Mansoor.
Thank you. I think what we really need to do, here's the only changes that needs to happen. It says approved by 7 of the PNB directors and blah, 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 whichever is less. And then the repeated cases shall not be brought to the board again. So instead of saying 2 PNB officers, just bring it to 7
the attorney again.
Directors. Allow whoever it is that wants to have a legal opinion at least have to have a third of the board to approve that. Thank you.
Okay.
2 minutes to executive session.
Okay. All right. We're going to have to end debate on this motion at this point. I hear you, Mansoor. Simply not time without an extension of time to amend this motion.
Dan Goodman moves to extend time.
Okay. How long would you like to extend time? 10 minutes, did you say?
10 minutes. Yes, 10
okay.
minutes.
Is there a second to extending time for this to consider this motion by 10 minutes?
Mansoor, but I think we need two-thirds of the votes to extend the time, right?
We do. Okay. Is there any objection to extending time for 10 minutes?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Let's go to a vote to extend time. Bill?
Okay. Gary Bost?
I'm going to say no.
Okay. Gary said it votes no. Robin Collier?
No.
Robin votes no. Chris Corey?
No.
Chris votes no. Bill Crozier votes no. Donald Goldmaker?
No.
Donald votes no. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Sabrina votes no. Wally James?
No.
Wally votes no. Dwayne Lark? Can't hear you, Dwayne. Adrian LaViolette?
No.
Adrian votes no. Martha Peterson?
Yes.
Martha votes yes. Ron Pinchback?
No.
Ron votes no. Ralph Pointer?
Extend. Yes.
Okay. Ralph votes yes. Lawrence Reyes?
I vote yes. You didn't call Locke's name.
Yeah, I did. He didn't answer. I'll come back to him, though. So Lawrence votes yes. Sean Rhodes?
No.
Okay, Sean votes no. I can barely hear you. Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Eileen votes yes. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Mansoor votes yes. James Secretan?
No.
James votes no. Nancy Sorton?
Yes.
Nancy votes yes. Alex Steinberg is absent. Tom Voorhees?
No.
Tom votes no. Let me go back. Dwayne Lark, we didn't hear you. Still can't hear you, Dwayne. Yeah, I believe that's everybody. Let me count. We have 7 yes. 12 no's. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair abstains.
Be one abstention. Okay.
Okay. This is Nancy. I sent a substitute motion.
Sorry. Time certain. It's 7 p.m. our time.
Yeah. There's no Nancy. Would you like to? I suggested that you announce your desire to rescind this motion. However, we haven't taken a vote on this motion, so you'd have to do it after we vote it up, and if we vote it down, there would be no reason to rescind it. Okay, we're now going to go to a vote.
Grace, I have
main motion.
Grace, I had requested to make a substitute motion, and I just sent it.
Okay. Has everyone received a substitute motion? Let me see if I've got it.
Yes.
Okay. So there's no time to, there was no desire to extend this meeting. So we'll have to, because you got it under the wire, we'll just straight take a vote on it as soon as we can find it. Nancy, do you want to read the substitute motion?
Yes. All requests for legal opinions from our corporate counsel must be requested by seven or more directors and may not exceed a cost of $1,000 or 2 hours of our lawyer's time, whichever is less. Repeat requests may not be brought again. Any requests for legal opinions that exceed these thresholds must be approved by the entire PNB. This resolution replaces, supersedes all prior PNB resolutions regarding this matter.
Okay. Does anyone wish to second the substitute motion?
Mansoor.
I don't see the motion.
Okay. Okay. Very good. So we're going to go to a straight vote on the substitute motion since we're out of
time.
Hold
on. Point of order. Point of order. I don't see this motion.
Okay. Well, it was read, and we don't have time to do anything else except vote on it. So,
I mean,
Bill,
can we assume that's been sent?
It's been sent. It's absolutely been sent. I see it right in front of me.
Point of information.
I got it.
Yes.
Too.
Go ahead,
Robin. This is more restrictive. This is more restrictive than the original motion. This means you can't even ask for 2 hours of time unless you have seven directors.
I'm sorry, Robin. You are the timekeeper. You know that we're out of time. I think people can see that. And thank you. Nancy, please, since some people haven't gotten this, please read this motion again so everybody knows what they're voting on. Then we're going to go straight to a vote.
Okay. And read it slow, please.
Go ahead. Read it slowly and loudly, please.
Okay. All requests for legal opinions from our corporate counsel must be requested by seven or more directors and may not exceed a cost of $1,000 or 2 hours of our lawyer's time, whichever is less. Repeat requests may not be brought again. Any requests for legal opinion that exceeds these thresholds, so there is an opportunity to exceed this threshold, must be approved by the entire PNB. This resolution replaces and supersedes all PNB resolutions regarding this matter.
Very good. Bill, the substitute motion has been moved and seconded. Please go to a vote on it.
Okay, Gary Post.
I will abstain.
Gary abstains. Robin Collier?
No.
Robin votes no. Chris Corey?
No.
Chris votes no. Bill Crozier passes. Donald Goldmaker?
No.
Donald votes no. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Sabrina votes no. Wally James?
No.
Wally votes no. Dwayne Lark? Still can't hear you. I guess we haven't heard. Okay. He hasn't responded to the last four votes. Adrienne LaViolette?
Is he mute? Is he still on the call?
I don't know. I don't have that capability to tell.
Who is that?
Is Dwayne still on the call?
I don't know.
Dwayne Lark is still on the call.
Okay.
Or his phone.
Adrienne LaViolette?
No.
Adrienne votes no. Martha Peterson?
Yes.
Martha votes yes. Ron Pinchback?
Abstain.
Ron abstains. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Ralph abstains.
Yes.
I mean, votes yes. Yes. Votes yes. Sorry. Lawrence Reyes?
Yeah.
Lawrence votes yes. Sean Rhodes?
No.
Sean votes no. Eileen Rosen?
Pass.
Pass. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Mansoor votes yes. James Sagerton?
No.
James votes no. Nancy Swerden?
Yes.
Okay, Nancy votes yes. Alex Steinberg's not here. Tom Voorhees?
No.
So.
Okay, you got Tom votes no. Going back, let's see. Bill Crozier abstains. Dwayne Lark. Henry Dwayne. Eileen Wazin.
I'll vote yes.
Okay, Eileen votes yes. Let me count. I think I got to everybody except for the chair. That's 7 minutes. Somebody's washing dishes or something. Please mute. And 9 no. And 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair abstains.
It'll be 4 abstentions. 7 yes, 9 no, 4 abstention.
Okay. The substitute motion fails. Now we're going to go to a vote on the main motion. Is there any objection to the main motion?
Yes.
Okay. Bill, let's take a vote on the main motion.
Okay, hold on a second. Gotta write this down. Okay, Gary Bost.
I'm gonna vote yes.
Gary votes yes. Robin Collier?
Yes.
Robin votes yes. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Chris votes yes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Donald Goldmacher?
Yes.
Donald votes yes. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Pass.
Pass. Wally James?
Yes.
Wally votes yes. Dwayne Lark? Bill can't hear you, Dwayne. Adrian Laviolette?
Yes.
Adrian votes yes. Martha Peterson?
Abstain.
Martha abstains. Ron Pitchback?
Yes.
Ron votes yes. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Ron, okay, Ralph votes yes. Excuse me. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Okay, yes for Lawrence. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Sean votes yes. Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Elaine votes yes. Mansoor Sabah?
Abstain.
Mansoor abstains. James Sagerton?
Yes.
James votes yes. Nancy Sorden?
No.
Nancy votes no. Alex Steinberg is absent. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Let's see. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Going back now. Okay, Sabrina votes yes. And Dwayne Lark, still can't hear you. Can you verify he's not muted, Grace or Sabrina?
Dwayne Lark is not muted.
Okay. We have 16 yes and 1 no and 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair abstains.
There'll be 3 abstentions. It's approved.
Okay. This
okay, I
approved.
I noticed to rescind this motion. I'll take another stab at it to see if I can make it more acceptable to everyone next time. So I'm noticing to rescind this motion.
Okay. So noted. We're past time for adjournment. So. Is there any objection to adjourning this meeting? Hearing no objection, this meeting is adjourned, and we will all hang up
chair.
And call back in.
Hello,
in 7 minutes. Yes, Laura?
May I respectfully request an excused absence in executive session? I have an emergency.
Oh.
Is that Gary?
This is Gary?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely, Gary.
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right. Hearing no objections to adjourning this meeting, please, everyone, hang up, call back in, and let's give ourselves 7 minutes.
Okay, so that will bring it to 10:19 Eastern Time. Okay, this meeting is adjourned.